We don't know if Nancy Pelosi promised unstinted usefulness when she sat down with President Bush today. In fact, we're pretty sure she didn't. The soon-to-be Speaker of the House and the President have had their differences, and they've promised to seek common ground.
But if the two need to patch up a rough spot in their relationship, sounds like a job for the advice column, Ask Amy.
Dear Amy, we're in a long-term relationship, and we have kids, lots and lots of kids.
We haven't gotten along for a long time.
There's been lots of squabbling, backstabbing, and even some public name-calling.
We both wish we could take back some of the things we've said to each other.
We have called each other liars on a number of occasions.
We've referred to one another using some very unflattering language to our associates.
Some of these comments were meant to be funny, but you know how some of these things can get out of hand.
We are both very sensitive, especially about certain things, such as our household budget, overseas trips.
We really don't know how to fight fair.
One of us will get loud and the other will just leave the room.
Now we'd like to try to work things out.
A lot of people are depending on us.
We want to be uniters, not dividers.
Is it too late to repair our relationship?
We don't even know where to start.
Help us,
Nancy
and George.
Dear George and Nancy, it sounds like your relationship has taken a real thumping. The first thing you need to determine is whether both of you really want to repair it. It takes two to fight, but it also takes two to make up. Unfortunately, you two can't turn back the clock and take back all of the things you've said. All you can do now is acknowledge how tough things have been, join hands, and move forward as a couple. You can say to each other, "Honey, we've said and done some things that we regret. We've called each other tax and spenders. We've used hurtful language and some unflattering hand gestures. We've criticized one another's friends and work associates. We know that words can hurt, and we apologize. Look into each other's eyes. Remind yourselves of the good times you've had. Agree to wipe the slate clean and renew your commitment to one another. If you can't do this for each other right now, please try to reconcile for the kids' sake. It hurts them when you fight in front of them, and they need for you to get along. Sometimes couples who have been through very tough times come out with a stronger, more loving commitment. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to take more than the occasional lunch, flirty email exchange, or bunch of flowers. You're going to have to do some very heavy lifting here. So, can you do it? I think you can."
Amy Dickinson writes the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.